Blog Talk Radio.
You got it. Go ahead.
Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for another wonderful day. I'd just like to say hello to Apostle Dr. Willie Hunter. I want to thank him for all the great work that he's doing all around the world. He's impacting people all around the world, and I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be part of the great work that you're doing. And I'd like to say hello. Glory to God. I'd like to say hello to all those who are listening all around the world. I'm Apostle Dr. John Newsom. I'm the pastor of Word of Faith Christian Center Church International at 984 Reverend B.J. Lewis Drive here in Houston, Texas. Our service times are Sunday at 10:30 a.m. and our Bible studies are on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Come by and worship with us. I love to see your face in the place. I also would like to, I'm getting ready to celebrate my 19th year anniversary, and that's going to be July the 2nd at 2 p.m. at 984 Reverend B.J. Lewis Drive here in Houston, Texas. Come by and celebrate with me. I sure would be encouraged. I'd love to see your face in the place. That's July the 2nd at 2 p.m. on a Sunday, July the 2nd at 2 p.m. at Word of Faith Christian Center Church International. That's 984 Reverend B.J. Lewis Drive in Houston, Texas. You can reach me at 832-454-5062. That's 832-454-5062. I'll be celebrating my 19th year anniversary. I'm so grateful to God for keeping me all these years. I'm still standing, and I'm grateful, and I know it's no one but God. You know, there's a statistic that shows that 1,500 or more pastors quit the ministry. They quit their churches a month. That's 1,500 pastors a month. 1,500 pastors a month quit the ministry. They walk away from their church. So I'm so very grateful that God has kept me this 19 years. And by faith, I'm believing and expecting for him to keep me until I'm 120. Pastoring, taking care of his work, his business, in Jesus' name. Come by and worship with us now. That's at 984 Reverend B.J. Lewis Drive here in Houston, Texas. You can reach me at 832-454-5062. Now, if you have your Bibles, turn your Bibles with me to Exodus chapter 1, and let's read verse 13 and 14. Exodus chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. Now the children of Israel were in bondage. They were in slavery to the Egyptians, and the Egyptians made them to serve with rigor. That rigor means severity. They were cruel. The Egyptians were very cruel to the Hebrews, very cruel to them, and they made their lives bitter, the Bible says in verse 14, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar, and in brick, and in all manner of service. They were making bricks out of mortar, and you know what? And that's what they did day in and day out, and it was bitter and hard bondage. And in all manner of service in the field. They were slaves in the field. They were slaves in the brick and mortar pit. They were serving under some cruel taskmasters, the Egyptians. They made the Israelites' lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. And all their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. In every area that they served in, the Egyptians made it hard, on the Israelites, made it hard. During today's time, the devil, he tries to make things really hard and severe for us Christians. And there are people who are on Satan's payroll. They work for Satan, and they're servants of the devil. and they try to make our lives hard and bitter. the Bible tells us that when you're serving God, there's going to be many adversaries. You're going to have many enemies and many devils coming after you. And so the Egyptians were making things very hard for the Israelites. Now let's look at Exodus chapter 2. Go over to Exodus chapter 2 and let's read verse 23 through 25. And it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Oh, now the king of Egypt died. The Pharaoh, he died. The one who was in charge, the one who was being cruel to the Hebrew children, the king of Egypt, he died. And it says, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of their bondage. They said to themselves, oh, relief, he's gone, he's dead. Because he was very cruel to the children of Israel. So they sighed by reason of their bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up to God. And they cried up to God by reason of the bondage, their bondage. And God heard their groaning. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham. You know, God made a covenant with Abraham saying, I'm going to make you great and I'm going to make your seed great. But here they are in bondage. But God heard their cry and he remembered the covenant, the promise that he made to Abraham, saying that he would make them great and make them a great nation. Oh, glory to God. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. God heard their cry, and he remembered the covenant that he made with them, and he had respect unto them. You know, things may have been hard for you. Oh, and you're crying up to God. God's going to look at you. He's going to remember his covenant that he made with Abraham, and he's going to have respect for you. Hallelujah. God's going to have respect for you. Because if you belong to Christ, then are you Abraham's seed, and you're heirs according to the promise. And so the message God has given me for you today is what to do when things seem hopeless. What do you do when things seem hopeless? What to do when things seem hopeless? Things seem hopeless, Apostle, for the Hebrew children. They were under hard bondage. They were being treated with cruelty and with severity. They were being mistreated, and they were by that old king, that old Pharaoh, and the Egyptians, they had their foot on their necks, so to speak. And so we're going to learn. And then they cried to God, and God saw them in their situation, heard them. He saw them in their situation. And the Bible says that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he remembered what he promised Abraham, how he promised Abraham to make the Israelites a great nation. He remembered that promise. And he had respect on them. I'm telling you today, God is looking at you in your situation, and he's remembering the promise that he made to Abraham to make you a great nation. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, glory to God. So what to do when things seem hopeless? That word hopeless means when it seems to be no remedy, when it seems incurable. What do you do when you seem like you're in a situation and there's no cure for you? There's no remedy for you. What do you do? What do you do? Well, I'm telling you that they began to cry to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They began to cry out to God, and God heard them, the scripture says, and remembered his covenant with them and had respect on them. And we know ultimately, we know the final outcome. God brought them out of bondage, Apostle. He brought them out of bondage and took them through the wilderness, and their children possessed the promised land. He brought them out of bondage. God heard their cry and delivered them out of all their trouble. what to do when things seem hopeless. Number one, remember that God sees your affliction. That'll give you hope. You got to remember that God sees your affliction and God saves. Hallelujah. Apostle, God see your affliction, and God wants you to know that he still saves. He's still the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He sees your affliction, and God saves. Isn't that wonderful news?
Amen.
Look at Exodus chapter 3, and let's read verse 7. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. You see, God sees exactly where you are right now. He sees exactly where you are. He sees what you're going through. Don't think that you're in it all by yourself. God is looking at you. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry, which are in bondage. You know, which are in suffering, which are in pain, which are going through some severe things right now, some hard spots right now in life. God said, I see you right in your affliction. I have seen your affliction and have heard your cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So we got to remember that God see our affliction, and he saves. He see exactly where you are right now, according to Exodus chapter 3, verse 7.
Yes.
He see your affliction. Say that to yourself. God see my affliction. God see what I'm going through. He see the things that I'm dealing with, and he see me crying and asking him for help. Oh, glory to God. And God's going to respect, he's going to answer you just like he answered. He's still the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's going to answer you, and he's going to show you respect. Hallelujah. He's going to save you just like he did with the Israelites. He saw them and had respect on them. He heard them. He looked upon the children of Israel because he heard their cry. And he had respect unto them, the Bible said. And we all know that he delivered them. He brought them out of Egypt. He brought them out of bondage, apostle, the Bible says, with a mighty right hand. Hallelujah. So what to do when things seem hopeless in your life? Number one, remember that God sees your affliction and God saves. God sees your affliction and God saves. Look at Genesis chapter 29. Hallelujah. God see your affliction and God saves. You got to remember that. Genesis chapter 29, and let's read verse 31 and 32. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren, and Leah conceived and bare a son. And she called his name Reuben. For she said, surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. You see, God see your affliction, and he will look upon your affliction and save you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He will look upon your affliction and save you. Isn't that wonderful? He sees
you.
He's gazing. He's looking at your situation, and he will save you. That's what one of God's meanings of his name, Yahweh, Yah. It means that he saves. Hallelujah. God's very nature is to save. Hallelujah. He saves his children. Oh,
yes,
glory
indeed.
To God. He sees your affliction, and what does he do? He saves you out of your affliction. So number one, what to do when things seem hopeless? Number one, remember, God sees your affliction and God saves. Glory to God. He'll hear your cry. He heard their cry. Look at Exodus chapter 3 and verse 9. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. You see, God heard their cry and he saw their situation. Glory to God. And God will save you. He hears your cry, and he saves. He sees you in your affliction, and he saves. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call upon me and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. He will send help. Look at Exodus chapter 3, verse 10. God will send help. Come now, therefore, I will send thee. He's talking to Moses now. Now God has come to Moses, and God is speaking to Moses. And he says, come now, therefore, and I will send you unto Pharaoh, Moses, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. God will send you help. Hallelujah. God will send help for you to save you out of your situation. Turn to Psalm 20. Psalm chapter 20. And let's read verses 2 through 8. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. Hallelujah. I know now that the Lord saveth his anointed. Oh, hallelujah. He will hear from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. God will save his anointed. He saveth his anointed. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Hallelujah. God saves his anointed. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Look at Isaiah chapter 41. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 41. What to do when things seem hopeless? Remember that God sees your affliction and God will save. Hallelujah. He sees exactly what you're going through. But his nature, his characteristic is to save his children. He saves his anointed. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, God says, fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed or confused, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. God sees your affliction, and God will save. Hallelujah. He'll save you out of your affliction, because that's the very nature of God, is to save his children. When his children cry unto him, God will see you and have respect unto you, and he will save. Oh, glory to God. God sees your affliction, and God saves you out of your affliction. Glory be to God. What to do when things seem hopeless? Remember, God sees your affliction, and God will save. God will bring you out. He'll bring you out of that situation. Oh, glory to God. He'll bring you up, and he'll bring you out. Look at Exodus chapter 3. God saves. He'll bring you up. And those who are listening, there are some who are listening that you're going through some difficult times right now. God wants me to tell you that he sees your situation, he sees your affliction, and he will save you out of it. That's who he is. That's what he does. He saves his anointed, the scripture says. He saves his anointed. He saves his children. Glory to God. Exodus chapter 3, let's read Exodus chapter 3 and verse 8. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land, and a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites. God says, I've come to bring you out and to bring you up. Oh, glory to God. God will save you. He sees your affliction, and he will save you out of your situation. What to purpose. Remember, God sees your afflictions and he will save. Oh, glory to God. He sees your affliction. He hears your cry. He will send help and he will bring you up and he'll bring you out. The scripture says in Psalm 34, verse 19, the scripture says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, that's the best but in the world right there. I love that. But the Lord delivered them out of them all. What a but. That's a good but right there. But the Lord delivered us out of them all. Sure, we have afflictions, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember when Lazarus was in the, they thought it was all over with him. He had, you know, he had died and he was already in the tomb. Isn't that right, Apostle? He was already tomb. And they said he was stinking. He was stinking. And Jesus took 4 days before he got to where Lazarus was. He was good and dead. And everyone was thinking, oh, it's no hope now. It's too late. You took too long, Jesus. Hallelujah. They didn't know who they were talking to. They were talking to God Almighty. They were talking to Yud Hey Vav Hey Yeshua HaMashiach. They didn't know who they were talking to. He is the life and he is the resurrection. And everyone thought that it was over with for Lazarus. Sure, he was dead and he had been dead for 4 days. He was good and dead and stinking. He was stinking dead. But Jesus said, Lazarus. Hallelujah. Called him out by name. He saw his affliction, and you know, God comes to save. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth out of that tomb. And I tell you, he came out of that tomb alive. It's never too late. Oh, glory to God. God sees your affliction, and he will save. What to do when things seem hopeless? You've got to remember that God sees your affliction. And he will say, remember, it's never too late for God. God can resurrect dead situations. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he resurrected and brought Lazarus back to life. He's able. Can you say he's able? He's able to raise up dead situations. It can look like your business. It can look like your ministry. It can look like your family is all over with. It can look like it's dead and done. But remember, God sees your affliction. He hears you when you cry. He will send help. He'll bring you up and out. He does save. He's still the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, glory to God. And I'm just here to encourage you and let you know that whatever your situation is, whatever your affliction is, God sees exactly what you're going through, and he will save. He will save you out of that situation. And that's what God wanted me to share tonight, Apostle. Glory to God.
Well, I want to let you know I thank the Lord for what he's done, and I praise God for what you're saying. And one of the things is, yea, bah, hey, yah, doodah. But God, our God, is an awesome God. I want to just say to those who are going to come out to the anniversary in the month of July, the second Sunday, I'm going to be there. I'm going to see if I
July
can
bring
the radio. July the 2nd.
Yes, sir. And that's the first Sunday.
That's the first Sunday. I'm going to see if I can bring my radio station and see if we can go live.
Yes, sir. That'd be awesome.
Amen.
That'd
but
be
I
awesome.
Want to let you know, it's going to be different. I want you to understand something. I've been looking for my brother. Apparently, he's still out there ministering. So what I'm going to do is put some music on for him until he calls me. The Lord bless you and keep you till we talk again, okay?
Okay, and God bless you, Apostle.
Okay, God
Good
bless
night.
You. Tell everybody hello. Hey,
right.
You remember that?
I will.
You know, hey, you remember that guy named Jason?
Sir?
I said, you remember that guy named Jason who's been on our radio station? My nephew.
No.
Okay, whenever he went and got his doctorate.
Well,
he went and got his
God. Awesome.
I said, look at him. Amen.
Awesome.
So,
amen.
Yeah, so, well, the Lord bless you and keep you now. Peace.
The Lord bless you and keep you, Apostle. Good
okay,
night.
Bye-bye now. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you.